Yes. Good morning. We are Masechet Menachot. Daf Nun Tet. We're starting at the Mishnah on the Amud. Okay, so the Mishnah is like this. You with me? Ira, can you see me? Ira?
Yeah.
There's Steve. Okay, hello. Is that yesterday's or last week, Steve?
Fresh.
Very fresh. Okay. So, yesh tu not shemen velavona. Right, so now the Mishnah is telling us that there's certain menachot which need shemen and levona. Then there's some menachot which only need shemen and not levona. Levona velo shemen, only levona not shemen. And there's some menachot that need lo levona velo shemen. Right, so now the Mishnah lists which are which. Right? Ve'elu tunot shemen velavona, minchat ha-solet, va'amachvat, va'amarcheshet. Right? So the minchat ha-solet, Rashi says the minchat ha-solet, the mitnadev mincha stam, if you're just making a dava to bring a mincha, right? And without a mincha that's attached to anything, mevi isaron solet v'shemen ulevona, you bring an isaron, a tenth of an ephah of solet, of fine flour, oil, and levona. You mix it up nicely, take a kemitza, as is, as before you cook or burn or bake anything. Right, and Rashi is in there with regards to that Mishnah. It says specifically, it's written, shemen levona. But and then, b'chol henech achrin, and all the other examples, other than the minchat soled, lo ketiv levona, is it written levona, ela miminchat soled kamina. We learn it as a binyan av from minchat soled. Dichtiv ba nefesh. Because we're going to see just now, this word nefesh comes to mention, is used as an avtipus, as a principle, like an archetype for... there goes the reception. Okay. So now, right? So now this word nefesh, you see that on nefesh, Rashi Zaviya, v'mashma d'chol minchat yachid to l'shem and levona kazo. So nefesh means the individual, the soul, and nefesh is really like the binyan av, or the archetype word for individuals bringing a korban, an important korban, and that korban demands shemen and levona. We're going to see later on, the Gemara is going to try and say that we should bring a minchat kohanim and not a minchat lechem apanim, or vice versa. And the Gemara is going to learn out of the word nefesh why we bring what we bring. Okay? If you just give me 1 second, I'm going to... Now you can't hear me or see me. Robert, you. I can see you, Robert. That's all that counts. All right. Okay. So now, so that's minchat solid. Then we got the machvat and the marcheshet, the two different types of deep fry or shallow fry, the korbanot. The chalot and rikikin. Right? So look at Rashi. The chalot and rikikin. So... If you say I'm bringing a baked mincha, then mevi chalot or rikikin. You either bring them as chalot, rikikin were like crackers, right? Like crispy stuff. Chalot were like we'd know, like more baked type of goods. We're going to see later on as well, right? They considered, Rashi is telling us already in Vayikra, two different types of korbanot. So Kavandi by chalot mighty, the by rikikin mighty. So when you say minchat ma'afeh, you either bring chalot or rikikin. Rashi already alluding to a machloket, where maybe there's an opinion we'll see just now. I think it was Rabbi Shimon who said that that if you said a minchat ma'afeh, you could bring 5 of rikikin and 5 of chalot. Okay, we'll see that in the Gemara. Then we got Minchat Kohanim, right, which we know what that is. Minchat Kohen Mashiach, Minchat Oved Kochavim, and a Minchat Nashim. Now, what's a Minchat Nashim? That's an interesting one. Rashi says a Minchat Nashim, Isha Shitnadva Mincha. Okay, so even a woman can mitnadev. I'm not sure exactly why it's a separate Mincha, but it is. And then Minchat HaOmer. So now, if you count very quickly the list of examples that have got Levona and Shemin, you'll go with me quickly. You'll see, got Solet, Machvat, Marcheshet, Chalot, Rekikin 5, Minchat Kohanim 6, Minchat Kohen Mashiach 7, Minchat Oved Kochavim 8, Minchat Nashim 9, Minchat HaOmer 10. So there are 10 sets of menachot which have shemen and levona. Then category number 2, minchat nesachim tuna shemen ve'ein tuna levona. That's the minchat nesachim. We know what that is. That's the menachot that come with the nesach, like the korban tamid, etc. Then lechem apanim, third category. We said in the Mishnah, we said there were four categories: lechem, shemen, and levona. Only shemen, only levona, and then neither. Right? Then now, third category: lechem apanim taun levona ve'ein taun shemen. It's lechem apanim. Remember now, the lechem apanim never actually had the levona on the bread itself. It was in the bezikin next to the bread. Remember that? Okay, but nonetheless, it's considered a korban that has levona. And then the last category, category 4 here, is shtei halechem, right, those are the two on the kifsei atzeret, and the minchat chote, that's the sinner's mincha, and the minchat kenaot, and that's the sotah's mincha, ein tonin lo shemen v'lo levona. So we learned in the introduction to this masechet a long time ago that the two examples were the minchat kenaot and minchat chote. Here the Mishnah adds the shtei halechem also hasn't got levona or shemen. Okay. Samara Papa. Kol Heicha Ditnan Eser. He says in all these places here which we learned Eser, right? In other words, wherever we learn that you bring a mincha of 10 types, right? When it comes in 10 types. Tnan La Afukaim Rabbi Shimon. It's specifically learned in that Braita or that Mishnah to exclude Rabbi Shimon. That's what I was speaking about earlier on, right? So look at Rashi. Kol henech menachot dematnitin. Okay? Eset tnan. We know that you have to bring 10 breads. Klomar kulan ba'ot eser eser chalot. When you bring them in bundles of 10. Kerabinu ba'elu menachot. Right? So why is it Taka telling us they're bundles of 10? La'afukam Rabbi de Shimon. Look at Rashi. I'm going to come on Baha'i Pirkin. In this parakut, Samech Gimel, Rashi tells us, Rabbi Shimon will tell us, Ha'omer, if a person makes a nedava, Harei alai minchat ma'afeh, Im ratzal yavi mechtze chalot mechtze rikikin. If he wants, he can bring half-half. Right? Kemash melan, Rav Papa, dechol benachot metin eser ninu, dahach chalot eser chalot, vachter rikikin eser rikikin. Says no. Denech tarte dumid inach. So we see from our Mishnah, and our Mishnah lists them as two separate examples of menachot, and therefore you can't bundle them. You either bring 10 or you bring 10, you don't bring 5 and 5. Okay, that's the purpose, says Rav Papa, of that. Okay. Now the Gemara carries on. Tarabanan. Venatata alea shemen, the pasuk which we just learned us from over here, right? Venatata alea shemen, it's a pasuk in Vayikra Bet, pasuk tetvav. Venatata alea on it shemen, vesamta alea on it levona, mincha hi. Right? Let's look at Rashi. Rashi tells us, venatata alea shemen, this pasuk is referring to the mincha ta'omer. Right now, if you look back in the Mishnah, you'll see that that was the 10th mincha that was listed. Before we got into mincha nesachim tuna shemen tuna levona, the 10th example was mincha ta'omer. So it seems that, and Rashi told us, right, that mincha, that the shemen and levona, right, he said there, that that was written in Stam Mevi Shon Tzolet, right, ubide katav shemen ulevona in the minchat solet, but nonetheless, we bring the example here. The proof comes from minchat ta'omer, right? And he says like this: the brighter tarabanan benatata alei shemen. Where do you put the shemen? On this one, the minchat ta'omer. Velo alechem hapanim. When we said the lechem hapanim was that example where we said that needs levona and not shemen. So now the brighter says why. Sheachol, maybe I can, or maybe I should even put shemen. Valodinu to cover chomer. Uma minchat nesachim, she'ene tuna levona tuna shemen. The minchat nesachim, which we saw there, right, that comes with the nesach, with the korbanot. We said at the end, we said that was a category 3. It said lechem, sorry, minchat nesachim was category 2, the category before this one. We said minchat nesachim tuna shemen ve'ein tuna levona. So he said like this: if a minchat nesachim, right, she'ein tuna levona, but nonetheless tuna lechem, as tuna shemen, so then lechem apanim, which does have levona, Ain't no din shetown shemen. In other words, where we haven't got levona, we put shemen. So surely we do have levona, we should put shemen. Talmud lomar alea. Alea shemen on the minchat haomer specifically. Velo alechem apanim shemen. Okay, so that's the brighter. Then the brighter is the next part of the pasuk. It says v'samta lea. So it says v'natata lea shemen. We learned that. Now it says v'samta lea levona. The brighter carries on. V'samta alea levona. So alea levona on the minchat haomer. Alea levona. Velo al minchat nesachim levona. Right? So now we want to learn the other way around. Not minchat nesachim. So maybe she'acho, and we should. V'alo dinhu, u'ma alechem apanim, which we just learned a second ago. She'en ha'to'un ha'shemen, ta'un levona. Minchat nesachim, she'to'un ha'shemen, en ha'din she'to'un levona. Same idea. Talmud lomar alea. Alea levona, velo aminchat nesachim levona. Okay, that's the brighter. So the brighter wants to try and say that maybe the minchat nesachim and the minchat lechem apanim should have both. We prove now that pasuk is specifically referring to the minchat haomer and not to either of them, and therefore the one is levona, the one is shemen, and we don't have met shemen and levona on both. It was like this. Mincha, we've got the pasuk which was brought earlier on, and it says there mincha hi. So mincha, what's mincha? Rabot minchat shmini lelevona. Why is it called the mincha? We know it's a mincha. The mincha comes to tell us the shmini lelevona, right? That we add in the levona. Look at Rashi there. I skipped a few of those Rashis, but shmini lelevona, hahi dichti vahi bayom hashmini, right? Uchti v'shor v'ayil l'shlamim lizboach u'mincha b'lulav hashemen. That was specifically on the yom hashmini. That was on the Chanukata Mizbeach. And nonetheless, we learned that on that mincha, we also brought levona. The brighter carries on. I think it's the same brighter, eh? Is it the same brighter carrying on?
I think so.
Yeah. Yes, the brighter carries on. The brighter carries on one more, all right? Then we got another he over here. He lehotzi shtei alechem, end of the brighter. The hi aviyah comes to exclude the shtei alechem, shelo yitanu, lo shemen, velo levona. Okay? So that's the limit of the brighter. Now, the Gemara starts asking a couple of questions on the brighter. The brighter is like this, amar amar. So we take an extract out of the brighter. What do we got here? Aleha shemen, velo alechem hapanim shemen. At the beginning of the brighter, we said aleha shemen, the very first question of the brighter was alea shemen and not lechem apadim. Then we said there maybe should be a kavah chomer, right? Because the minchat nesachim, etc. So now, the Gemara says as follows. So now we know that on lechem apadim we don't put shemen. So where's the ema alea shemen velo minchat kohen shemen? Maybe on lechem apadim we do shemen and it's the minchat kohen that we don't do shemen. The Gemara says no. It makes more sense, right, the way we've got it at the moment. Because mistabra minchat kohen havel lirbuya, we do need to include the minchat kohen. The minchat kohen should have shemen. In fact, if you look, minchat kohen in our Mishnah has got shemen and levona, right? So why are we including the minchat kohen lirbuya? So look at Rashi there quickly. Mistabra minchat kohenim havel lirbuya b'chol dinei minchat haomer, with all the dinei minchat haomer, v'lo lehotzi, not excluded at all. Shechein domot yachad. Because they're much more similar. The Minchat Omer, the Minchat Kohen are more in common. Right? And now the Mishnah lists it quickly. Right? Shechein, Isaron, Kli, Chutz, Tzura, Hagasha, V'ishim. So what are those? The Isaron is the amount of flour. The Kli that you use it in. Chutz, they're both made outside the Eichal. Tzura, we'll see in a second. Tzura means Nifsal Belina. Hagasha, you bring it to the Mizbeach. V'ishim, and you've got parts of it that you burn. Okay, let's just take a few minutes to go through the Rashi, because it's quite instructive, these Rashis. So what is Isaron? Look at the Rashi there. Okay, so it says, Shtehen Ba'ot Isaron. I'm in the Rashi, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from before it gets wide. The last narrow five lines. Right? Ba'ot Isaron. Kirichte Ba'omer Asiri Taifa. Ustam Menachot Ba'ot Isaron. Avalech Ma'panim. So we've got one difference already, is the amount of flour that you bring. Kli, kol ha-menachot unin kli lalush, need the kli to knead them in, beperek shtei alechem. Shalu et rebi zomin yan v'chule, aval lechem ha-panim, Eino nikdash ele batanur. Okay? So we've got over here the lechem apanim, we've already seen. It's not the same. It doesn't become kadosh in the kli. We learned this the other day as well, only in the oven, which the oven was a kli kodesh. Then chutz, right? Remember, we're comparing now the minchat kohen. So chutz, kol ha-menachot avodatan b'chutz. Aval lechem apanim sidro b'hechal. So all the other korbanot, you work them outside in the azara. The lechem apanim, where do you do it? On the table, inside the hechal. Now the difference. Then we've got the shittim mekubetz, it adds there that you dial it tzura. Right? So what's tzura? It says tzura is its form. It says v'od, akol nifsilu belina, the kochi kochim hai. Right? All the menachot, like the minchat kohanim, the kochi kochim. If you don't eat them, they become pasul overnight. V'ein neyachalot, ele liyom, you go one day to eat them. Aval lechem apanim, omed ala shulchan mi shabbat le shabbat. So it stays from one week to the other, so it doesn't lose its form, and it's not pasul belina. The next one was hagasha. Kol ha-menachot tuna hagasha. You're going to bring them to the mizbeach. V'lechem ha-panim ein tuna hagasha. You don't have it. The kohanim take it out and eat them. K'nam me'adit in a high period. Then ishim. Right? Kol ha-menachot yesh b'en migufan ishim. All the menachot, we've got a portion of it which you put on the mizbeach, the kibitza. The minchat ha-omer nikmetzit. K'n mefarish ba'edu menachot. Right, u'minchat kohanim kalil. In the minchat kohanim, you burn it all. So even more than a kemitzah, but it all goes into the mizbeach. La'afuke lechem apanim, to exclude lechem apanim, da'ein megufani, should nothing gets burnt, all eaten by the kohanim. And, ishim, hold on, ishiken shon kli chutz v'tagasha v'ishim, right. Okay, so that is those six examples. The Gemara list says why minchat kohen is similar to a minchat ta'omer. The Gemara says, Adrabah. Sorry, Michael?
No,
you're right. Right, six, right. So the Gemara says, Adrabah. Lechem apanim aval el rabuya. If you're comparing things, lechem apanim is some more similar to minchat ha'omer. Why? Shechein tzibura chova tamia da'achil pigule and shabti. We'll see that in a second. So now, what does it mean tzibura? Rashi tzibura. Lechem apanim minchat ha'omer. Korban tzibura. U'minchat kohen yachid. So we got a common denominator here that the lechem apanim is a korban tzibur. Just like the Minchat Omer, Korban Tzibur, as opposed to Korban Yachid. Then we've got there as well, the Shita adds in Tetvav, there, Chova Betuma. Chova and Tuma go together. How do they go together? HaOmer, V'shtei Alechem, V'lechem HaPanim, all three of them, HaOmer, and Shtei Alechem, and Lechem HaPanim, are Chova. And because they're Chova, Dochot Tuma. In other words, the Perek Ketzit Tzorim Pesach, we learn there, five Dvarim, Ba'im Betuma, you can make them in Yutameh. Ein Nechan, you can't eat them, but you can bring them. Ha'omer v'shtei alechem v'lechem apanim aval korban yachid, which is the korban of the kohanim, lo dachei tuma. Says another example why this shouldn't be brought, shouldn't be learned from that, right? And then we've got the achil. What is achil? It's edible. Shirei omer nechen in the kohen v'chein lechem apanim. The kohanim eat them. Aval minchat kohanim, they don't eat them. It's kulo kalil. It all gets burnt in the mizbeach. And the second last example here is pigul. What's pigul? B'sharei ha'omer. With the remnants of the minchat omer, there's pigul. Sharei komets matir, it's got a kemitza, and therefore, if he had a wrong machshava during that stage, right, it would be pigul. Ubelechem apanim rohek pigul. The bezikin matir, it's got a matir as well. The bezikin. The kama masechet yomer perek hotzulo. Kol davar sheyesh lo matirin. This is very important klal. I don't think we come across this before. Kol davar sheyesh lo matirin. Anything that's got something which is its enabler to eat it, bein la'adam, bein la'mizbeach, noeg b'pigu. Their pigu applies. Aval minchat kohanim kulo kalil. So it's got no matirin. And therefore, there won't be pigu. Okay, so we've got now tzibur, chovet tamia, achil, and now pigu, five, the sixth example of here, b'shabta. What shabta? Shabbos. To omer, karev, afilu b'shabbat. You bring a minchat omer, irrespective of the second day, of Pesach is Shabbos. Could I'm a paragraph of Yishma? V'lechem ha-panim is also Shabbos Shabbat, as opposed to Minchat Kohen. You wouldn't bring it on Shabbos. So the Gemara seems to got, we got six against six, and they think that their six are better. So what's the answer? The Gemara says no. Mistabra Minchat Kohen Havelel Rabuye. We prefer still the Minchat Kohanim to be included. Why? Right? Because of this word, Sheikh Adrabah, Mistabra Nefesh, because we got in the Pasuk, we saw there, that Rashi brought at the very beginning, remember the very first Rashi? The last wide lines of Rashi? אלה מנחת צורק גם מנה דכתיב בה נפש, ומש בלכל מנחת יחיד טעון השמן לבונה כזו. שזה בכל דוגות יהיה נפש, לא כדור רשי את הבוטום, יא? מבנה שבמנחה כתיב נפש, and למדנו לכל מנחת יחיד טעון השמן. So therefore, נפש gives us the avtipus of learning that that is the important part. It's an individual, he brings it, and shemen comes with it, and these are not taka nefesh, not individuals, and therefore they wouldn't bring shemen. Okay. So Abar Mar, next quote from the Braita. Alea, when we learned Alea, so we said, Levona, velo al minchat nesachim levona. Right? Alea levona, on the minchat ta'omer, we bring levona, and the minchat nesachim, we don't bring levona. Remember, minchat nesachim is the menachot that come with the wine. Right? With me? Mm-hmm. So now, it's like, Eima, Alea levona, right, so when we excluded Minchat Nesachim, the Gemara says, why are you excluding Minchat Nesachim? Alea Levona, the Minchat Ha'omer, we agree, aval velo al Minchat Kohanim Levona. If anything, leave out Minchat Kohanim. Okay, you see, the Gemara is having a go at the Kohanim now, right? They're not excited that the Kohanim are getting all these things. The Gemara says, no, Mistabri Minchat Kohanim, aval Rabbi, it makes more sense that we should have included the Minchat Kohanim with regards to Levona, Shechein, and now the Gemara lists here. Again, another five examples here of why Minchat Kohanim should have Levona. So the first one was Shechein Isaron, which we already learned before, that they both come in Isaron of flour, and the Minchat, we said over here, Amar Amarela Levona, Velo Minchat Nesachim. And the Minchat Nesachim had two or three Isaronot. What did we say early on? We had there... Shnei Yisaron, right? That was Lechem HaPanim. Sorry, I'm not sure why. But we bring here again Yisaron. Anybody remember how many Yisaron there are in the Korban Nesachim?
Varies.
Okay, so Michael's saying it varies. Okay, so it varies. But the Yisaron of the Minchat HaOmer is one Yisaron, and the Yisaron of the Kohanim is also one Yisaron. So therefore, it's Yisaron. Then we've got Balu. Look at Rashi here. Balu Lavia is Minchat Kohanim Balu. It's mixed in. Right? Belog. Bechol HaMenachot Sagi Bechad Log Lisaron. Minchat Nesachim Yesh Losha Lug in Lisaron. The Minchat Nesachim is a three lug. So it's got a different amount of lug. All others have got one lug. So we got a common denominator of one lug. Mugash. Again, Omer V'Shar Menachot Tuna Hagasha. Velo Minchat Nesachim. Rashi Banitim. It's not Hagasha. We don't bring it to the Mizbeach. Then we got Piglal Etzim. What Etzim means for itself, for its own purpose. Omer uminchat kohanim baot piglal atzman. They serve themselves. They a unique korban. They're not dependent on anything. Uminchat nesachim ba'a piglal zevach. You only bring it because of the korban that you are bringing. Rathmon says, Adrabah, if that's the case, we prefer nesachim. Why? Minchat nesachim ala rabuye. Should have included those in Levona. Shechein tzibura. So we've seen it before. It's a minchat nesachim. Look at Rashi there, the second last lines. Minchat nesachim tziburhi sharei ba imat tamidin. It comes with the korban tamid. Ve'omer nami betzibur, and the omer is also a korban tzibur. And shtei hen chova. They're both chova. That's the next example, right? And as a result of them being chova, itme ve'dochot shabbat betuma. You bring them on Shabbos and tuma. The Gemara says, no, we still mistabra prefer to bring the minchat kohen. Why? Because it's a nefesh. Look at Rashi and Mistabra Nefesh. B'minchat Tzolit Ketiv Nefesh. U'chtiv Levona. U'mihatam Gabinan. L'kol Minchat Yachid She'te'una Levona. Right? This is David Barnett actually calling on Abby's phone.
Sorry.
David, you want to join the shir?
Can you patch me in?
Hey?
Are you giving the shir now?
Yeah, we're in the middle of giving the shir, yeah. Where are you? Okay, so you can stay on the mic on the phone if you want, or you can go off. What do you want? Quickly.
Okay, I'll call you at 8.
Bye. Okay. So now the Gemara is as follows. Okay. So now we've locked the Gemara. Next point. Mincha, right? Now we've got another quote over here from the Braita. If you go back to the Braita, we had 2 points. The Braita brought those all those long discussions. And then it said, Mincha, Right, here's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 lines up from the narrow lines of the Gemara. We've got their mincha, right? And it says their mincha l'rabot minchat shmini l'levona. Right, so we're going to say mincha l'rabot minchat shmini l'levona. V'eim elohotzi. So we're going to say, how do you know that that word mincha is coming to include, right, the minchat shmini? Maybe on the contrary, maybe it's l'hotzi. It's coming to tell you that a minchat of the shmini, the korban shmini, you don't have levona. So we're going to say, hi, my, what are you talking about? Now just bear in mind for a second, that we wouldn't run, and that this is going to be the Gemara's answer in a second, we wouldn't run to necessarily try and learn a halacha l'sha'ah l'dorot, or vice versa. We've got certain korbanot which are specifically for a one-off moment, like the chalukat ha-mizbeach. We wouldn't think that there would be any similarity between a one-off of the chalukat ha-mizbeach to korbanot in the future. See, there was something unique. Our instinct would say we don't learn it. So the default would be that we're not going to learn Minchat Shmini. That's really what the Gemara says. If you're going to tell me that this word Mincha comes to include it, Shapir. Right, look at Rashi at the bottom. What would a Hav Amin have been? The Sha'ah Midorot Lo Yalfinan. Inherently, we would have said we don't want to learn. So we don't need a pasuk to teach me not to learn. If you're telling me it's taka lehotzi, lamedi, what do I need it for? Sha'amidot lafidan. The default is I don't learn it. So therefore, I need a pasuk to tell me not to learn it. Therefore, it must be to learn it. Clear? Mm-hmm. Okay. The last line of the Mishnah of the Brighter there was, the next line there was, he, also he, lehotzi shtei alechem, to exclude shtei alechem. Wash the alechem, shelo yitanu lo shemin velo levona. That they completely dry. Right? So the Gemara says, v'ebel otzi minchat kohanim. So the Gemara is going again now. This is called minchat kohanim. Maybe it's Taka telling me minchat kohanim. The Gemara says, no. Mistabra minchat kohanim rabuye. We see here that minchat kohanim makes more sense. Rabuye, why? Shechein, again, isaron, it's kli. Matzah, we'll see in a second, matzah is a little bit different one here. Ve'etzem, hagashah, b'ishib. So the Yisaron we know already, because it's made from one inch of solid. Kli, it's in the Kli Kodesh, there's Lisha. Right? Matzah, we'll see just now, it has to come matzah, not chametz. Etzem, it comes on its own, hagashah, and ishib. Right? So if you look at the Rashi over the page, Dafke is this Rashi, the first Rashi over the page. Shtei alechem, ein te'un kli sharet lalush. You don't have a kli sharet for lechem, for shtei alechem. Ele tanurt, made in the oven. Can we pray shtei alechem? We already learned that. Lishatan varichatan bachutz. Ve'i niloshu bekli sharet. And if you do put it in a kli sharet, mifslu biyotze. It's pasul from yotze. So it doesn't really work well. And omer and minchat kohanim. Right, you see there the shittim akubetze changes that yud there, I think. To that yud to minchat kohanim, yeah, because we're comparing now omer minchat kohanim v'chol ha-menachot pa'ot matzah shtei alechem chametz comes chametz shtei alechem ein bot b'glal atzman aval b'glal ha-kvasim, because of the kvasim, they depend on the kvasim. Shtei alechem ein tuna hagasha, there's no hagasha k'refash v'matnitin v'ein mehen le'ishim, and there's no burn any of it. Aval omer minchat kohanim ba'im b'glal atzman, they come on their own. To not hagasha, they need hagasha. The yesh b'mne ishim, and you've burned them. Shtei alechem pigul nohag bahen. Now, with regards to shtei alechem, there's pigul. Why is there pigul? Because we learned earlier on that anything that has a matir has pigul, right? And the keves matirat ukevin b'shabbat komer ubiovad shafu b'erev shabbat. Okay, so the Gemara basically went through. I jumped the gun a little bit, but anyhow, shtei alechem have the rabuyes and moshe tzibur chovah tamir achir pilgu b'shabbos right and matir. The Gemara says manachadosh finding the fish. The Gemara says no, mistab bread near fish. We go back to the original answer that it is. You know what? Let's quickly look at the Rashi's there. We got matir omer matir chodesh from Medina. We shtei alechem b'migdash aval shabenachod lo sharamidi. There's no matirim and tnufa. We said why should it make sense? Because they both need tufa. Omer and shtei alechem both need tnufa, right? And the kohanim doesn't have tnufa. Interesting one over here is ba'aretz. The omer and shtei alechem have to come from eno ba'eretz Yisrael. So the minchat omer and the shtei alechem have to be from Tfut Eretz Yisrael, right? Can come in, like come in, prepare kol akorban tzibur. That the others can come from chutz as well. Chutz mi omer u'shte halechem. So there will be a reason why they should go together. Then there's zman, bizman omer u'shte halechem kavur in zman. There's pesach in atzeret, pesach in shavuot, right? Where the minchat kohanim can be any time. Then chadash omer and shte halechem ein bain ele min chadash, right? You got to bring them from new crops, right? And then what it says behind the fishing, and these are more examples of why the Omer and the Shteh Alechem should go together as opposed to Minchat Kohen. The Gemara says, no, we still bottom line is Mistabra Nefesh. We've got the limit of Nefesh, and therefore we prefer the Yachid, and we like all those answers, but we're going to stick with Minchat Omer and Minchat Kohen. Okay, so that's the end of that sugya. I think what was nice about that Gemara, there was like a lot of good summaries over there of a lot of dinim, which were relative to the different Korbanot. It was a nice bit of chazora on all of that. Okay, new Mishnah. Next Mishnah is v'chayv al Hashem b'nei atzmo, v'chayv al levona b'nei atzmo. What does it mean? Look at Rashi there. Im natnu al minchat chote. So we're discussing here now the minchat chote, right? It could possibly be as well the minchat kinaot as well, the soto one, maybe even the shtei alechem. I'm not sure, but any mincha where you aren't meant to bring shemen and levona. If you bring shemen and levona, tells us the Mishnah, you chaya for each one on their own. Right? So chayv al shemen b'nei atzmo, v'chayv al levona b'nei atzmo. Now, new halacha. Natan alea shemen. If you put shemen onto this korban, pasla. It's pasul. But if you put levona on it, it doesn't pasul it. You'll get like 10 and just gather the levona up. Right? So we can already see the difference between shemen, which shemen is liquid, obviously, and it gets absorbed. It's very difficult to take the shemen out. With the levona, which we've all seen those examples, right? They're like dry granules. If they spring on, you can collect them up. Just take them out. So putting it, the actual act of putting the levona on doesn't pasul the korban. It's having them in. We'll see that later on in the Gemara. Natan shemen al shirea. If you've now got the shirayim of this mincha, not the part with the kemitzah, eino over belo taase. Right, so if you put on the shirayim, this lashon of the Mishnah here, eino over belo taase, seems to imply that it's pasul, that it's asur, but it's you aren't over belo taase. That's at least my understanding. I haven't seen that written anywhere. But the way it's literally, you aren't over belo taase, but it still seems like something which shouldn't be done. Natan kli al gabe kli lo pasla. I'm not 100% sure what this means. Look at the Rashi. Natan kli, if you take a kli, ubetocho shemen, and it's got shemen in it, al gabe kli shel minchat chote lo pasla. So it appears here as well, there's not the fact that there is shemen on top of the mincha, it's the fact that the shemen is sort of mixed up inside it. That would be the problem. Okay, let's look in the Gemara. Tarabanat. We have a brighter. The pasuk says, this is a pasuk in Vayikra, where we get to this whole idea over here of the minchat chote, how he comes to bring a mincha. Because remember, ideally he should bring an animal. Are you with me? Anybody? Hello?
Hey.
What?
What did you say?
Have you heard anything I've said for the last 30 minutes?
Did you not hear us?
No? Okay. I said... Ideally, a minchat chote should bring an animal, correct? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I said, ideally, a minchat, a sinner, his chatat should be an animal. Correct?
Correct.
Right. So now the pasuk says, Ve'im lo tasig yado lishtei torim, or shtei bnei yona. So now, if he couldn't even bring birds, then he'll bring his korban, a sirit haifa solet, a tenth of an asirit of solet, for a chatat. Lo yasim alea shemen, v'lo yitin alea levona, ki chatati. No shemen, no levona. But look at the pasuk, it says, lo yasim alea, v'lo yitin alea. Okay, there's lasim and latait, to put in and to put on. So the Gemara, the brightest is like a tarabana, lo yasim alea shemen, ve'im sam pasal. So Gemara says, the Brayta says, Yachol lo yiten aleha levona v'natan pasal. But by the same token, the pasuk says, lo yiten, you shouldn't put on levona. If he did, should be pasul. Tamud lomar, ki chatat. What does it mean, chatat? So Rashi says there, klomar, afilu natan aleha levona, mikri chatat mechaperit. Because the pasuk, at the end of the pasuk says, v'lo yiten aleha levona, ki chatati. Even though he puts levona, it's still called a chatat. That's how the Gemara learns it. So therefore, it wouldn't be pasul. Yachol af b'shemen, what about te shemen? Tamud lomar he. Right? No. He's a chatat with levona, not with shemen. So the Brayta says, umayra eti lipsol b'shemen achshi levona, why dafke shemen's good and levona, shemen's bad and levona's good? So he says, posel ani b'shemen, I make it possible shemen. Why? She'i efshar lakto, you can't gather up the shemen. Umachshim b'levona, but allow the levona to stay kosher, she'efshar lelokta, because you can take it out. Okay, that's the Brayta. So the Brayta is pretty clear. From the Mishnah, we learn, right, that putting shemen is pasul. Gathering shemen, levona is okay. The Brayta says as well that the shemen you can't gather, the levona you can gather. Okay. By Rabbi Bar Bar Huna mi Rabbi Yochanan. So now Rabbi Bar Huna asks Rabbi Yochanan Akasha. Natan alea levona shchuka. How do they translate levona shchuka there? Like mixed up? Very ground, finely ground.
Yeah.
Hey, what's grounded? Right. So now we've got originally levona, like I said, is granules that are easy to pick up. But now, if you start grounded, like powder form, you ground up the levona, and now it's shchuka, right? So now what? Now is levona still kosher? Look at Rashi. There, says, Misha nafla besolet e efshar lokta upasla. You can't get it out. It's completely powder form. It's impossible to get out. Mahu. Mishum de efshar lakta v'havel efshar lakta. When we said that levona was kosher because you could gather it up, this you can't gather up. Therefore, it should be pasul. Or dilma, maybe no. Maybe the reason we said it was okay is mishum de lo mivla. Because it seems that levona doesn't actually become, what's the word, when you absorb, yeah, like when you mix something up into a mix, diluted, right? Like completely diluted, absorbed, okay. Nonetheless, this powder, even though you can't gather the powder out, it still isn't absorbing any of the flour or isn't being absorbed into the flour. So maybe it should still be kosher. The word brings a brighter. Toshma. The brighter says, ulevona yilaktena. Right? It says, there's the answer. You got to be malakite. Right? So look at Rashi there. Toshma. Look at Rashi there. Diktani b'matnitin yilaktena. You can gather it up. Alma bishum nekita machshirina, because you can gather up hashchuk a psula. Therefore, it's obvious a psula that the shchuk is pasul. Why? Da'el gaket, you can't gather it up. The Gemara says, no, wait a second. Dil mechada v'od kamar. Maybe it was only one of the examples. Maybe it was chada v'od, meaning what's chada? It can be gathered up, right? And od de lo mivla, right? That's chada de lo mivla, right? V'od yilaktena, right? So chada de lo mivla. So there are two things. It mustn't get absorbed and you can gather up. So yeah, it can't be gathered up. It needs to go one of them absorbed. So maybe it should be still be kosher. So the Gemara says, my hava ale. What was the outcome from that discussion? Right? This was between Rabbi Bar Bar Huna and Rabbi Yochanan. So I'm Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Tanya, we got a brighter. What's the brighter? Right? The brighter says, minchat chote uminchat kenaot. Right? That's why I said that I think that our Mishnah could be applying to all of these examples. The Brayta says, Minchat chote, minchat kenaot, shenatan alea levona, where you did put levona on it, melakeit et halavona v'ksheira. Right? You gather the levona and it's kosher. Now look, the Gemara gets a little bit more complicated, yeah? But they're going to now prove whether this gathering enables it to stay kosher or not. Now the Gemara says as follows. Im adshelo likeit levonata, or the levona is on the mincha. Right? And that makes it pasul. As long as the levon is there, it's a pasul korban. While it's on the mincha, chishev aleha, bein chutz lizmano, bein chutz limkomo, you had the wrong machshava, right? A pigul tap machshava. The Gemara says, the korban is pasul, the ein bo karet. The pigul doesn't take effect. Look at Rashi there. A pigul, the ein bo karet, right? Hoyil v'haya b'zeh psul achrina. Remember, that's our classic example, right? Until Rabbi Akiva came along and confused us a little bit a few daf ago. He says, since there was another psul, So lo chayil al zeh pigul. Pigul wouldn't take effect. Darbe akomet zutter, right? Eretzate kasher, kachir zeh pasul. Have to be completely kosher, everything else other than the pigul thoughts. Now, the imi shelikait levonta, once you've already gathered up the levona, you took out the levona, machashav aleh chutz mkoma pasul, v'ayim bo karet, but chutz lizmano pigul, v'chayim alav karet. Pigul would take place on the chutz lizman. Look at Rashi there. Mishlikait levonta, chazra lahakshira. It becomes kosher again, v'chayil aleh pigul, if a pigul would work. Alma says Rashi, midika amar calls man shlevona betoch apsulahi, shmamina belekita talia milta. So there's our proof. The bottom line is that it's no good the shchukah because you can't get it out, and it's not the chad of a od that needs to be gathered out, or as long as it isn't absorbed. No. The whole inyan over here is dependent on the lekita or not. So Gemara says, v'tahave pach. Right? What does it mean, v'tahave pach? So right, look at Rashi, it says, v'tihave. And the Shittim Mukbetz adds in Hach Mincha Pach. Right? Hach Mincha. Be'od Shalavona Betocha. He says this Mincha, so long as the Lavona is inside it, Tehe Ki'ilu Nafal Le'apach Shemen. It should be as if a whole Pach Shemen fed inside it. De'lo Havi Achazia. Ve'lo Tichur Alea Machashev Psul Klal. Right? Why is there any Machshava Psul whatsoever? It should be. What do we say? We said, "V'im mishelikaita lavona." Sorry, before that, we said, "Im adlikaita lavona chishev aleha bein chutz lizman bein chutz limkom psul v'ein bo karet." He says, "Why should there be any psul at all? Right? V'lo tichul aleha machashevet psul klal lechilakut lati kasher." Because when you're going to gather it back up, it becomes kosher again. Hachinami, my psul b'machshava duchuyehi. He said, "I understand." While you haven't corrected it up, why do we make it pasul? Because of the machshava. The machshava shouldn't have any effect over here. It should be dachui. It's no longer a korban. If it's no longer a korban, it's got shemen and it's pasul korban, then how does the machshava at all come to affect it? Why is there any inyan here of pasul? Well, it should be dachui. It should have lost the status of the korban altogether. That's the Gemara's question. V'amai pasul machshava dachuyehi. Right? Why? Because the Torah still calls it a chatat. Even though it's got it, look at the end there, that says, ki yiten alea levona, ki chatati, still called a chatat. That's Abaye's answer, Pashut answer, and therefore says, afilu ki natan levona, hilchach mahani ebe machshava libivsa. Machshava will still pasul it, because it is called a chatat. That's the first answer, the simplest answer. You with me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Steve, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So then why such a delay in entry? Okay. Rava Amar, Haman. Rava says, now a little bit more complicated. Who's the Tana of this writer here? Chanan Amitri, who? Chanan Amitri. And what's unique about Chanan Amitri? Delay Tlay Tchuyin. That's why. He says, there's no such thing as Tchuyin. Why something was a Korban? It's a Korban. Right, the time we got a bright chanan mitzvah shomer afilu dam bekos mevi chaveru shlo bahagrala umezaveglo. We're talking over here about on Yom Kippur. We got the two goats. Right, you got the seira mishtalech and the seila and the seila shem. And then we learned the machlok before that if the one dies, you might have to bring two new ones. Chanan mitzvah says no. Even if you've already shechted the one, you collected his blood, and then dies, just bring a new one. And you don't have to worry about why, because he says that there's no dechia, right? There's no dechia. Rav Ashi brings a bit of a, it's like a third answer, which is a bit of a change to answer number two, and he says, kol shebiyado lo have dachu. Right? What does it mean, kol shebiyado? Look at Rashi over here. The second wild lines of Rashi, kol shebiyado letakein, kon hach levona debiyado lelokta, because you can gather it up, lo have dichu, mahani machshava. So that's why the machshava over here works, because you can collect up the Levona. So you can collect up the Levona in the Korban, even at the moment it's a Pasul Korban, it's a kosher Korban in with potential, so to speak. Right? So therefore, there wouldn't be Dichu. Amar Rav Arda, the Shitta changes that to Rav Sheshet, by the way. Amar Rav Sheshet, Kevat Ed Rashi Mishnah, but we hold like Rav Ashna. It's not like Abaya, that's Tultul Chata. Not like Rava, that it's Chanan Amitri, but like Rav Ashi, because you can still fix it, it's a kosher korban with potential, and therefore it would become pigul. The man shamat leid itle dechuyin. He says, because who tells us that there is chuyin? Rabbi Yuri. right? It's Rabbi Yehuda. And what's Rabbi Yehuda? You've got a Mishnah there, right? This Mishnah comes from Masechet Yuma and Masechet Zvachim. We learned it. V'od, I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says as follows: Nishmach Adam Yimot HaMishtalech. If you've got the blood already collected up from the one Lashem, then you don't use the second one. You kill the Mishtalech, right? You kill the Mishtalech. Meit HaMishtalech, Shafech Adam. You throw the blood. V'ilu Heched Debeyado. Right, but if you can still make a correction, what's that? Tanab Yudomer. If you've already got blood, right, from both of them, so I'm making sure now, what is this tarovet over here? Oh, this is the Korban Pesach. Remember, we learned this Korban Pesach. Correct. So it says, with regards to the Mishtaleach, there you can't correct something because the one Korban's dead. Right, you can't correct anything. But on Pesach, for example, where we've got the blood mixed up of all the different korbanot of the floor, and you throw the blood there, that would work. Why? Because you've got a blood mixed up of everything, and therefore it's if you did a proper good throwing. Okay, so we see Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says, as long as you've got potential to fix it up, you can. I think let's stop over here. Okay.